Welcome back to the last half hour of Issues Etc. Tomorrow on the program, Dr. Ron Rhodes will be talking with him about psychic phenomena and the paranormal, going all over the map because that's a big subject. That's tomorrow on the program. Sunday night, Judgment Day. Look a little scared in there, Jeff. Not the real Judgment Day. We're going to be talking. It might be Judgment Day. I don't know. No one knows the day or the hour. Not even Dr. Lewis Brighton, who will be our guest, but we'll be talking about Judgment Day with Dr. Brighton. That is live Sunday night from 10 to 11 on 91.5 FM here in St. Louis. Soundbite of the Week is something we like to play occasionally because in the course of a week of broadcasting here on Issues, etc., we hear things, you hear things too, that catch our ear. And that's what Soundbite of the Week is all about. What you'll hear in the next four cuts we're going to play for you, you may not agree with. You might find it humorous, you might find it outrageous, and you might find it beneficial. But for whatever reason, we're asking you to choose one of the following four soundbites as your soundbite of the week to give us a call, 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727, or to email us, issuesetc@kfuo.org, and to tell us which is your soundbite of the week and why. We're going to play four, then we're going to ask you to vote on which is your soundbite of the week. The call-in numbers again, 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727, and that in-studio email address. And as usual, we always tell our emailers to email early in soundbite of the week because we get a lot of email from voters after the show is over, which means you can't really email too soon for your soundbite of the week. issuesetc@kfuo.org. Here's soundbite number one. Stacy Bourne is pastor of Ebenezer Lutheran Church in San Francisco, also known as her church. Here she is talking about what this church, this unique church, that is calls itself Lutheran, by the way, is all about.
We believe that the Holy Other, whether we call God or goddess or by whatever names, father, mother, creator, lover, that one has in store for our world this kind of place. The Ebenezer Lutheran Church, which is also known as Her Church, has taken upon itself to integrate the heart of feminism and Christianity, which we believe really are interchangeable. Congregations like this, I think, are trying to live the future now.
In the name of the Holy Cosmic Mother, the Risen Christ.
That's Stacy Bourne, soundbite number week. She's pastor of her church out in San Francisco. It's soundbite number one. If you want to vote for it, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Soundbite number two is from Dr. Reed Lessing. He was on the program to talk about the imprecatory psalms, which is a fancy way of talking about the judgment psalms, of those psalms that issue curses or ask God to issue curses. And in the course of that conversation, the question came up, can Christians say from Scripture that God loves the sinner but hates the sin? Here is his response.
The Bible never disassociates people's inner life with their outer life. We are whole people, both inwardly and outwardly. God can't say, well, I'm going to hate the sin and love the sinner. I wish that was a biblical thought, but sinners and sin go together with people, because who among us hasn't been taught, oh, well, God hates the sin but loves the sinner? No, no, that's just not a biblical category. Sinners have sin, and God judges the body as well as the spirit.
He's not sending sins to hell on Judgment Day.
Well, exactly.
He's sending sinners to hell on Judgment Day.
That's Dr. Reed Lessing, a little exchange with him when we were talking about, does God love the sinner but hate the sin? It's soundbite number two, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, and our in-studio email address, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Sometimes soundbite comes from a caller. This one was Matt from Nebraska on how ignorance regarding Islam has influenced the direction of the war in Iraq. Matt is listening in Seward, Nebraska. Hi, Matt.
To keep it back on the politicians that you were asking about earlier, is I kind of doubt that the president had very good advising before the Iraq invasion, because we seem to have taken none of these things into consideration. And any average historian or scholar And I teach this very basically in my world, so I teach history, so, but I'm not an Islamic scholar at all, but I knew this about this division. They could have got really good scholars in to advise, this is what we're going to have to deal with, Mr. President. I'm not saying it shouldn't happen. I'm not making that debate. That's a different issue. But it seems to me that that was not taken into consideration, and then we were used by dissident Shias, and we were fed a bill of goods about what was going to happen, and we believed them, wrongly believed them.
That's Matt from Nebraska. It's our issues, et cetera, soundbite number 3. Is it your soundbite of the week? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. You can also vote by email. Remember to tell us which one it is and why. issuesetc@kfuo.org. And here's the fourth, and after we listen to this one, I want to hear from you. Which of these four is your soundbite of the week? This one came from a conversation you'll hear in full tomorrow on the program. Dr. Ron Rhodes was joining us to talk about the paranormal. And near the end of our conversation, he had some things to say about the inability of psychics to provide us with really useful information. Why don't you ever hear a psychic say, I'm sorry your loved one is burning in hell? Why no judgment in all of these things we've discussed?
Well, not only that, why isn't there useful information provided? I mean, why don't these spirits give us the cure for cancer? You know, or something else that's really useful. Why is it that 99% of the time the information is, we're fine on the other side, don't worry about us, live your life to the fullest, and we will see you soon. Doesn't matter whether you believe in Jesus or whatever religion you hold to, we'll all be together in the end. You know, that's the common message. And to me, that's just a clear clue as to the true source.
Some of Ron Rhodes' thoughts at soundbite number 4. So which will it be for you as our soundbite of the week? Will it be soundbite number 1? Her church pastor, Stacy Bourne, describing what her San Francisco Lutheran Church is really all about, a perfect melding of feminism and Christianity. Is it soundbite number 2, Dr. Reed Lessing, evaluating that old phrase we've all heard, that God hates the sin but loves the sinner? Is it soundbite number 3, Matt from Seward, calling to give his thoughts on where we went wrong in Iraq and why? He says it was ignorance regarding Islam and the basic distinctions of the sects of Islam. Or was it soundbite number 4, Dr. Ron Rhodes, on what psychics say and how come they hardly ever say anything other than, hey, everything's A-OK in the spirit realm. Don't worry. You don't have to believe in any particular God. It's Thursday, December the 14th. Let's play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 505-7850. 1-800-730-2727. Email your vote with your reason why. It's your soundbite of the week, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Now, we're only 11 days away from Christmas. I can honestly say, haven't bought a single Christmas present. Haven't. I haven't. I don't know if my wife has. We'll see. On Christmas Day, whether she got me anything. Only 11 days away from Christmas. Now, if you're like me and you haven't thought about many of those things yet, let me suggest a good Christmas present for you, your kids, your grandkids. It's our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December. It's called From Heaven Above, A Christmas Carol by Martin Luther. The title says it all. That's what the book is. It's a children's book, a beautifully illustrated picture book. The text is Luther's Christmas Carol, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. And it's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December. Find out more about it by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or by going to our website. The book's right there on the homepage, issuesetc.org. Now, as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, always remember, we're very generous around here. The best callers with their votes, it's not the bite for which they vote. That's not what it is. The best reasons, the best comments and thoughts during Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, to those callers or emailers, we give an Issues Etc. travel mug. We got hundreds of them. We could just throw them out into the streets. People without mugless people, would now have travel mugs. But we want to give them to you for your thoughts during Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 505-7850. 1-800-730-2727. They've lined up. Let's start with Tim, who calls from his car. Tim, welcome to Issues Etc.
Oh, thank you. You know, to your show is to get people thinking. And so my vote goes to Matt in Seward, Nebraska, and that's for two compelling reasons. One, This is an angle on the war that I just hadn't considered, and so now I'm doing my homework to learn a little bit more about it. But the second one is also, he used to be my next-door neighbor, and I miss him greatly.
All right, those are two good reasons. I like that. Let's put him down for a mug already. But so we'll put down Tim for a mug. He votes for number three, Matt from Seward, the caller, on why things may have gone wrong in the war in Iraq. Was it ignorance regarding basic things in Islam? Let's see what Eric has to say, calling from his car. Eric, welcome.
Thank you. I vote for soundbite number two.
And why is that?
Because it focuses our eyes where they should be, which is on Jesus.
Right,
as opposed to the other ones, which are focusing more on the world.
All right, Eric, thank you very much. You know, we choose the audio for Soundbite of the Week from the whole panoply of things that we do here on Issues, Etc. You know, that's the title, Issues, Etc., which is about as broad as you can get. So we try and choose what's representative, a cross-section of what we talk about in the course of an Issues, Etc. week. Here's Steve calling from his car. Hi, Steve.
You know, I would have voted for Jeff's lame excuse on putting up a plastic tree had you put it on.
Oh, really? You know, I got to tell you, before we take your vote, he actually, even though he did have a lame excuse, the lamest excuse for putting up a plastic tree, I actually found out today that his wife has a good reason for it, and that is because, and for some reason after 10 years of marriage, Jeff has forgotten this, never knew it, his wife is allergic to the Christmas tree, and that's why they have an artificial tree.
Okay. Well, her excuse is good. His is still lame.
I agree. Okay. What's your vote?
Okay. I'm going to vote for number one.
And why is that?
Well, many, quote, good evangelical Christians will be highly offended at number one, but they're heading down the same road because since they're a very ahistoric view of Christianity, we keep on redefining God in our own image and rewriting the creed so we can redefine who God is.
Steve, thank you very much, and thanks for playing Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Before we go back to the phones, Jeff, do you want to rebut? Any rebuttal? I'll give you an opportunity. He said your excuse was still lame for having a fake tree, and your wife's excuse is fine because, of course, she is allergic.
My wife is always right.
That's a great answer. It will hold you in good stead, young man, through many years of marriage. I'm living proof. So far, we got a vote for number one, her church pastor, Stacy Bourne. One vote for Dr. Reed Lessing, soundbite number two, on whether the Bible does teach that God hates the sin but loves the sinner. And one for soundbite number three, Matt from Seward, on the war in Iraq. Our call-in numbers, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. IssuesETC@KFUO.org is our email address. Well, who is this? It's Matt from Seward. Matt, welcome to Issues, Etc.
I have to shamelessly promote my own self and say I'm honored like an Oscar nominee just to be among such great quotes.
You like me. You really like me.
Such as Dr. Lessing. I'll vote for myself out of no humility at all.
All right.
But I would like to hear more about that subject that Dr. Lessing was talking about.
Thank you so much. I'm sure that as we begin to formulate the direction that he was going, we probably will be talking about it again. We've had some feedback on that. Matt, thank you very much. Voting for himself. Hey, any politician who wouldn't vote for himself, would you vote for him? So, Matt, you can vote for yourself. That's fine. We have open lines for your vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Will it be Stacy Bourne, her church pastor, describing their feminist brand of Christianity? Will it be Dr. Reed Lessing on whether or not the Bible teaches that God hates the sin but loves the sinner? Will it be Matt from Seward, who not only votes for himself but has some very good insights on the war in Iraq and why it's gone the way it's gone due to ignorance regarding the religion of Islam? Or will it be number four? Number four doesn't have any votes yet. It's Dr. Ron Rhodes on why psychics always say nice, glowing things about the afterlife, but very often deliver any useful information. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Don in Creve Coeur. Don, thanks for waiting.
Hello, Todd. I'm going to have to go with number three, and for the fact that it got me thinking about something. That America and American government and politics and in the public forum, Christianity has been pummeled out of, you know, it has no business in schools and government and, you know, the public forum. And we've been very diligent in doing that. And here we ignorantly go and jump into the heart of Islam and all that it entails. It's mind-boggling. And I thought of that for the first time and thought, interesting.
Don, thank you very much. Don's comment was almost as good as is Matt's soundbite. So there's another vote for Matt. That's three votes for soundbite number three, one for soundbite number two, and one for soundbite number one. And so far, no female callers. And is the email down up here? Usually we have reams of email so far. Well, that's all right. Let's listen to a couple of these again. First, let's start with the top vote getter, and that's soundbite number three. I don't know if you can do the calculations, Buzz, on which track that's going to be, but this is Matt from Seward, who called as we were talking about the various divisions in Islam and why it's probably pretty important for our leaders to have known about this before the war in Iraq. Matt is listening in Seward, Nebraska. Hi, Matt.
To keep it back on the politicians that you were asking about earlier, is I kind of doubt that the president had very good advising before the Iraq invasion, because we seem to have taken none of these things into consideration. And any average historian or scholar, and I teach this very basically in my world, so I teach history, but I'm not an Islamic scholar at all, but I knew this about this division. They could have got really good scholars in to advise. This is what we're going to have to deal with, Mr. President. I'm not saying it shouldn't happen. I'm not making that debate. That's a different issue. But it seems to me that that was not taken into consideration, and then we were used by dissident Shias, and we were fed a bill of goods about what was going to happen, and we believed them, wrongly believed them.
All right, that's soundbite number three. It's got three votes. Here's soundbite number one. It's her church pastor, Stacy Bourne. What she has to say says it all.
We believe that the holy other, whether we call God or goddess or by whatever names, father, mother, creator, lover, that one has in store for our world this kind of place. The Ebenezer Lutheran Church, which is also known as Her Church, has taken upon itself to integrate the heart of feminism and Christianity, which we believe really are interchangeable. Congregations like this, I think, are trying to live the future now.
In the name of the Holy Cosmic Mother, the Risen Christ.
Amen. All right, that's soundbite number one. It has one vote. Here's soundbite number two, Dr. Reed Lessing, on whether or not Scripture teaches that God loves the sin and hates the sinner. Or the other way around.
The Bible never disassociates people's inner life with their outer life. We are whole people, both inwardly and outwardly. God can't say, well, I'm going to hate the sin and love the sinner. I wish that was a biblical thought. But sinners and sin go together with people. Because who among us hasn't been taught, oh, well, God hates the sin but loves the sinner? No, no, that's just not a biblical category. Sinners have sin, and God judges the body as well as the spirit.
He's not sending sins to hell on judgment day.
Well, exactly.
He's sending sinners to hell on judgment day.
All right, that's soundbite number two. We already played soundbite number three, our top vote getter. Here's soundbite number four, Dr. Ron Rhodes, and his thoughts on the messages that psychics and mediums often deliver. Why don't you ever hear a psychic say, I'm sorry your loved one is burning in hell? Why no judgment in all of these things we've discussed?
Well, not only that, why isn't there useful information provided? I mean, why don't these spirits give us the cure for cancer, you know, or something else that's really useful? Why is it that 99% of the time the information is, we're fine on the other side, don't worry about us, live your life to the fullest, and we will see you soon? Doesn't matter whether you believe in Jesus or whatever religion you hold to, we'll all be together in the end. You know, that's the common message. And to me, that's just a clear clue as to the true source.
505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727. Is it soundbite number four? Dr. Ron Rhodes, you just heard that one. Matt from Seward calling on Islam and our fundamental misunderstanding before the war in Iraq. Soundbite number two, Dr. Reed Lessing on whether God hates the sin and loves the sinner. Or was it soundbite number one? Her church pastor, Stacy Bourne, explaining what feminism and Christianity at her church is really all about. I want to hear from you. We only got a very few minutes left here for you to vote on your soundbite of the week and why. Joe calls from West Bend, Wisconsin. Hi, Joe. All right. Joe is beeping in West Bend, Wisconsin. Here's Ellen calling from Chesterfield. Hi, Ellen.
Oh, hello, Pastor Wilk. And you wanted to hear from a woman. So I'm voting for number one, because thanks to the sound teaching I've heard on this radio station, I left the liberal ELCA denomination 10 years ago, and I'm surprised. It seems like it's getting from bad to worse with the liberalism, so that's why I'm voting for number one. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Ellen. Snatched from the fire, she seems to say. An emailer, Jonathan, in Howard, South Dakota, says, I vote for the impastor. That's interesting. I think it's a play on the word imposter. On soundbite number one, every time I hear it, I have to tell myself again that it's really real. Yeah, it does sound like a spoof, but it isn't, sad to say. So there's another vote there. I will give soundbite number one a vote. That brings it into a tie with soundbite number three, Matt from Seward. I would like one of our listeners to break this tie, because every time I ask these guys here in the studio to break the tie, they get all weepy and worried, and they start wringing their hands. They're going to hurt someone's feelings. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or an emailer can break the tie. issuesetc@kfuo.org. issuesetc@kfuo.org. Now, we've only got less than 2 minutes here, so somebody break the tie. I'll leave it up to you. We are only 17 days away from the end of the year. Do you know that? 17 days left in 2006, getting ready to go to 2007, and we have a goal at Issues Etc. It's 300 members of our Issues Etc. Reformation Club. This is our monthly or annual donor program. We've got 252 members currently, and we're hoping to close the gap on 300 members in those 17 days left in this year. Only you can do it. And if you join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club before the end of the year, we will send you our new I Have Issues t-shirt. Go to our website and see it tonight. It's right there, issuesetc.org. Plus, there's a way that you can join the Reformation Club online and help us reach our goal of 300 Issues Etc. Reformation Club members. Close the gap in the next 17 days, and you'll find out all about the benefits of becoming an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or our newest level, patron. Dee calls from her car. Dee is ready to vote very quickly here in the last few seconds.
I am not going to break the tie. I'm voting for number two.
Oh, Dee, thank you very much. Betty, can you break the tie?
I'm voting for number one.
And why so?
Because I feel like in the Midwest we have not realized how much of this liberalism goes on, and it shocks me and it scares me for my young granddaughter that's growing up, and the possibility that they won't get the fundamental bringing up in Christ that they need.
Betty, thank you very much. Thanks for breaking the tie. She gets a mug for breaking the tie. Betty, if you're not on the line, stay on the if you're on the line, stay on the line. Also, Tim gets a mug for playing Soundbite of the Week in his comments as well. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is critical for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our address is 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. You can donate by credit card on our resource line, 1-800-737-0172, 1-800-737-0172. For a free audio copy of this hour of Issues Etc., please visit the audio archive section at kfuo.org. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of AM 850 KFUO. Issues Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Today's Issues Etc. broadcast was underwritten in part by Concordia Publishing House, publishers of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, titled From Heaven Above. For more information, look for the book cover on our homepage at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House weekdays during regular business hours, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, From Heaven Above.
AM 850 KFUO Clayton, St. Louis, now concludes its broadcast day. KFUO AM operates with a signal strength of 5,000 watts on a frequency of 850 kilohertz. Some of today's programs may have contained persons or opinions not in agreement with the management of this station, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Join us tomorrow when AM 850 KFUO returns to the air. Have a pleasant night, and may the peace of the Lord be with you.